Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. That's right already, man. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday, which is evil every day. I mean, we're to the point to where, shit, ain't one day different than the next. It's all the fucking tyranny being, they're trying to shove down our throat and us coughing it back out and spitting it in their fucking face. And it's got to get past that. We got to get rid of this shit. It's also the fifth day of fucking January 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the climate basin. It's warmed up. It's raining on and off, and yeah, any kind of precipitation is welcome. I mean, I feel for Mary up there in Jalapeno, you know, -2 degrees, freezing their asses off. And Mary said, I do hate the winter. I hate it. God damn it. I hate it. I love it. We have to have moisture. That's just all there is to it. And with the way these crackpots are manipulating the fucking weather, it's either drought or fucking drowned, I suppose. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at here. Los Angeles public schools canceled their vaccine mandate after 30,000 kids were not complying. We're going to look into that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Los Angeles public schools canceled their vaccine mandate after 30,000 kids were not complying. Uh-oh. I mean, I thought it was everybody. Everybody was rushing. Everybody wanted to comply in California. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Los Angeles Unified Schools were planning to implement an extreme vaccine mandate for students, but had to cancel it when 30,000 kids were not in compliance. I mean, that's all it would have took from the beginning of this shit. When they first started, it just said, fuck you, we ain't wearing fucking masks, we're not falling for this fucking bullshit, show us the goddamn fucking study on this so-called Wuhan virus. That's why they had to have it over in China, you know. So you do have fucking copies of the study, right? It does exist. No, it doesn't. It never did. This is just a fucking depopulation fucking program. They invented a goddamn, kill agent, the platelets of the fucking they're pumping in you are not vaccine. It's a goddamn bioweapon that is being used on the people to depopulate this fucking planet. And they're going to get a lot of people killed. I mean, they've already killed lots of people across this fucking planet. And when it's all done and it's all, we have got to shut this down. It's just the vaccine's just killing and all those people that took it all these years. Oh gosh, it's going to destroy fucking the medical system trying to take care of me. Oh, it's just going to be a treachery. But then when, it's all counted up and all the fucking murders are fucking, category, just like, there in New York with Cuomo. Nobody, this is what you'll get, man, from the goddamn, admiralty. Yeah, they killed you. They killed millions. And there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, there is something we can do about it. We can enforce our fucking law. We can enforce the supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people. Ratified December 15, 1791 by the fucking people, by the people's jurisdiction. And we can fucking hang your goddamn asses for the killing. They're killing. We know you're killing. We know right now you're committing murders. And you are going to fucking answer for it. There are 7 billion people on this planet. And all, you know, I could have brought stories up here of other places where they're fucking busting loose and kicking ass and, well, doing the best they can with no fucking guns. But we have guns here. And it is our fucking ultimate protection. We are the ultimate check on this fucking goddamn attempted fucking overthrow of the fucking people's fucking jurisdictional authority in the country called the United States of America. Los Angeles, 30,000 kids were not in compliance. In September, the school board for the second largest school district in the United States voted to mandate. The school board voted to mandate. Under what authority did you fucking vote to mandate? What, under what fucking jurisdictional authority were you going to mandate that anybody did shit? Did you take every one of those fucking kids? And I mean, fuck, I don't care if there's a million of them. Did you take each and every one of them through the common law process? Did they get their goddamn procedural due process guaranteed? Because that's what guarantees the liberty and the freedom. That's what you really want rid of, isn't it? But you ain't got the... Why don't you step up on the fucking stage and say it? I mean, come on, put your fucking deadhead Biden up there and have him just step up and say, we want to remove the Bill of Rights. We're going to remove the Bill of Rights. Do it. Why won't you do that? I mean, you're so fucking bad. I mean, you look up there and you look tough at us when you couldn't crack a fucking egg. And you fucking, well, you can't find enough mercenaries to hire to come in here that want to fucking die to fucking try to back your fucking mouth, you fucking pricks. The district has now pushed their mandate back until the fall because many did not comply and many are not going to comply. Most have not complied. You are lying sons of bitches about the numbers. You've been caught lying in the fucking numbers. You've been caught for trying to fucking recalculate like you did with the fucking unemployment numbers. You've been caught and caught and caught. You're fucked. You're fucking painted in a corner and you fucking know it. And you can't. There ain't no fucking way out for you. You can try to go through the other way and fucking get into another country and find yourself a spider hole, but this shit ain't going to stop. You've went past the point of no return. You can't stop it now. Los Angeles had planned to shift students who remained unvaccinated by January 10th into its online school, City of Los Angeles. Many worried about its ability to accommodate tens of thousands of new students at the start of the next semester. And the disruption it would cause for staff and children, USA Today reported. Politico reports other U.S. districts in blue states are scaling back previous student mandate. Oh, you mean your fucking threats and your coercion, you're scaling it back as people saying, come on, fucking do it, bitch. It's easy to run your goddamn mouth, isn't it? Not so easy to fucking back it up, especially when you got, well, the people that you're going to have to hire as mercenaries, they don't want to die either. They don't want to die from our bullets or your fucking goddamn poison, do they? Having a tough time of it, are we? You son of a bitches are finished and you know it. And before we're done, this goddamn corporation, this unlawful corporation created in 1871 is going to be gone. And that goddamn 14th Amendment is going to be gone. And every motherfucker that came to this country through that fucking unlawful 14th Amendment is going to be gone. Every bit of our fucking wealth that was taken without the due process of the law that we are guaranteed is going to be returned. And everybody who fucking participated in this international fucking crime is going to be hung. Right here in the good old United States. There ain't going to be no courtroom of the Hague or any kind of horse shit like that. You fucked with us in this jurisdiction. This is the jurisdiction you will face your justice in. Political reports, other U.S. districts and blue states are scaling back previous student mandates. I bet they are. Ideas, too. School leaders in Portland, Oregon, table discussion this fall amid vigorous pushback. But there's only three people that won't take it. They're holdouts. Well, what's this vigorous pushback, huh? Nah, you're lying motherfuckers. You never had nothing but 12 to 20 fucking percent, and the rest of us will steamroll your ass, and you know it. Vigorous pushback while New York and Chicago have taken a wait-and-see approach. Let's see if they get killed before we try this, George. Not only are they wary of mandate critics, but they also question whether they should impose a requirement before the Food and Drug Administration fully approves vaccines. Realize none of this shit has really been approved. The Food and Drug Administration, this non-governmental fucking agency, without any jurisdictional authority over any fucking American national, they haven't approved it, because it's going to, sooner or later, the true results are going to start. You can't hide it. You can't hide people dying. You can't not hide a world population dropping at a rate that it's dropping and not nobody seeing it and nobody fucking counting the goddamn numbers. And that's why we did the right thing. We didn't approve it. No, but the fucking goddamn, the forced fucking vaccinations were fucking allowed. The fucking goddamn, this seizure of our body in violation of our fourth article right was fucking allowed. This fucking taking of our fucking liberty without due process of the law was allowed. This notion that you can say, it's an emergency, so I can take your rights away. No, you fucking can't. No, you fucking cannot. The ninth article forbids it, and you know it. And the 10th article forbids the states to do it. Everything you have done has been a violation of the fucking law, easily proven in the common law court of we the people. And you did it as an act of goddamn sedition against we the people and against our jurisdictional authority. Therefore, we get to hang your fucking asses for it. For their students, a threshold Los Angeles Unified didn't wait for. According to the Politico report, districts are looking at which students are least likely to be vaccinated and weighing if moving them to remote learning would help or harm them. No, you're fucking weighing all right. You're looking at the goddamn numbers you can't hide anymore. I mean, they've tried to act like, oh, we got 90%. There's just a handful. That fucking handful is getting bigger, ain't it? That handful is so big they're spilling out with both hands fucking folded together, huh? You son of a bitch and lying pricks. The fucking truth will fucking prevail. Weighing students most likely to be unvaccinated. You already know who they are. You already know who the fuck. You know you've reached the edge of the fucking jungle. You've got all you're going to get of your 12 or 20% that fucking, frankly, we don't really give a shit. If they're that goddamn stupid, they will not fucking, they want to take a fucking kill shot if they still believe, if they believe in this communism, fuck them anyway. They're communists. We're fucking get rid of them. They're not going to be here. We're going to have a fucking free nation. We're going to have a nation with autonomy for our people. We're going to live under our fucking law and on our fucking terms. And you motherfuckers in your corporation, you've been fucking fired for a long fucking time. We're gonna have to escort you out of our fucking goddamn public buildings and over to the goddamn gallows, huh? Because that's where you're going. So just sit there in your fucking seat and just wait for your fucking turn. Because this can't be stopped now. You made it so it couldn't be stopped. And you're past the point of no return. You can't shut it down. What you have done, you cannot fucking undo. If you stop giving shots right now, today, the numbers are going to pile up, and everybody's going to see that your murdering son of a bitch is just like that murdering son of a bitch Cuomo is a murdering son of a bitch. And you murdering son of a bitches are going to pay the ultimate price for the mass fucking murders you have committed. Let's see what we're going here. Oh, yeah. Most likely to be unvaccinated if a mandate is enforced. Enforce that son of a bitch. Do it. You're nothing but fucking mouth. And the drawbacks of having those students learn under remote instructions, Politico reported. The report did not elaborate on what criteria or metrics that districts were looking at. They're looking at the guns. They're looking at the people that'll fucking use them. They're looking at the edge of the jungle. They can't go look no further. Because to look any further, you got to stick your fucking head in there, and you pull back a fucking neck bone without a head. And people have had it with your fucking ass, haven't they? Huh, old fucking, you old fucking propagandists? You gave it your shit. You come up, you're going to fit. You'll show these fucking punks how to do propaganda, how to fucking, how to work Goebbels, goddamn, fucking tell the big lie and keep telling it over and over again, fucking theory, huh? Well, the theory doesn't work if there's 10 million saying no to everyone saying yes, for every individual saying yes. Tough shit for you. And you're going to finally get what you fucking deserve. We're going to rid this planet of you motherfuckers. We're going to rid this planet of the fucking monarchs. Anybody who thinks that just because of the twat they fell out of, they're entitled to something from the rest of the fucking people. You're entitled to a portion of my fucking time on this earth to fucking support your fucking ass. You're entitled to what belongs to fucking me because of who you are. You're going to find out that that shit just doesn't fly in a fucking real fucking society where people understand who they are and understand their goddamn power to fucking crush you. Here we go. Crush time for workplace vaccine mandates. U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in. Here they come. Without fucking jurisdictional authority and in violation of the 9th fucking article, you come on and do it, motherfuckers. You can sit there and make rulings all fucking day long. You're no different than the pricks writing it down on a piece of paper and having their buddies sign it. All fucking 9 of you can sign your fucking death warrant. You can fucking act like you have the authority to rule over we the people, to rule over our fucking law, which is outside of your jurisdiction. You do not have, we have the superior jurisdiction. We have the superior jurisdiction to hang the whole fucking Supreme Court. All we have to do is take you as individuals into the goddamn common law courts and show that the fucking treason and sedition you have committed and the fucking, the death it has caused. And then we'll get them the 6 prostitutes and 6 ditch diggers. They're not going to fucking like it because it's going to be their relatives you will have killed. And they're going to fucking have no problem with taking you out and right out in front of the fucking courthouse on the lamppost and hanging your fucking asses by the neck till you are fucking dead. Crunch time for workplace vaccine mandates, U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in. This is from Philadelphia Inquirer. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. In the midst of the largest surge in Omicron, COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. Omicron, that's a variant of something that doesn't exist. That means 0 + 0 + 0 still equals fucking 0. You still got nothing. And they're acting like goddamn every other person around you is dropping dead. Bullshit. We're not that fucking dumb. I mean, there's a handful of them, people out there that are that fucking dumb. We're a handful out there. You people that fucking call yourself, I'm proud communist. Why don't you go to fucking China? All the communism, you live in your utopia. Well, that don't sound too good, does it? I think they just got fucking busted for fucking endangered servitude over there fucking in China, didn't they? You know, fucking slave labor. How do you like to be a slave? Is that a part of your fucking utopia of the fucking communism? You plan to be the son of a bitch just like in the Czech, because you're going to be the guys on top that are fucking torturing people because you're sick in the fucking head as Jeffrey Dahmer is.
And then, and you, I mean, you, oh boy, you'll have big balls once you have somebody with fucking, one of your goddamn surrogates come in and fucking take, bring somebody in and have them cuffed where they cannot fucking defend themselves. When you're up against a defenseless person, boy, motherfuckers get tough, don't you? Just like old Blumenthal, that mean, or Joe Biden, or that old fuck, like, he couldn't crack a fucking egg for himself. Acting tough. Stop acting tough. You're not fucking tough. In the midst of the largest surge of Omicron doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist cases, the U.S. Supreme Court, has no fucking jurisdiction because it fucking falls under the fucking jurisdiction of we the people through the Ninth Article. There is no goddamn apparatus in that Constitution you fucking wrote that, and it has no binding to us anyway. The Supreme Court does it. We never ratified no goddamn Constitution. We never ratified no goddamn Supreme Court. What's that noise? All right. All right. See, U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments Friday on whether the Biden administration can force private sector firms to vaccinate or test tens of millions of employees. Well, you want tens of millions more to walk off the fucking job? Man, see, that's what they're going to do here. And every menial job that they can fill with one of these fucking third worlders they're pumping in here, they're going to stick one of them in there. The fighting age men are the fucking cannon fodder for when they come to try and fucking force me to take the fucking shot and you to take the fucking shot. And we give them our own fucking shot right back. The court is expected to make a decision swiftly that could freeze the vax test mandates on businesses with more than 100 workers and the threat of fines or the Biden plan be implemented, legal experts say. Fuck, there is no legal experts in this goddamn country. There would have to be a law for them to be expert on, and there is no fucking law. There is goddamn arbitrary and capricious fucking dictatorial fucking rule, period. And it is so as obvious as that goddamn room full of fucking muddy elephants. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, this non-governmental, non-elected fucking bunch of pricks that have no fucking jurisdiction over any fucking body, they can't get jurisdiction as a fucking unelected fucking goddamn private fucking organization. They would have to come at you as a fucking individual in their individual capacity with an individual complaint into the common law court, and they would face you as a fucking individual. They can't even use the collective fucking wealth and fucking resources that this goddamn occupational safety, this incorporated fucking goddamn 501c3 fucking organization could provide for them. You don't have to fucking fight them. You just have to fight one motherfucker at a time. Or OSHA, which regulates workplace safety, has said it could begin fining businesses that fail to comply with the mandate on January 10th. Ooh, another boy, are they set deadlines for us or what? I'll tell you, you better have this done by then, boy. You better have this done by then. You better have this other thing done. Well, we get this done. We're gonna back off this deadline, but you better have it done by then. Why don't you get off your fucking get off the fucking pot? Punk bitch motherfuckers. A firm can be fined $13,600 per violation. I tell them to shove it right up their fucking ass, and the people come and just in the. I mean, that 30,000 thing was really kind of beautiful with the 30,000 children who are not going to fucking cooperate. Well, that's because their parents aren't cooperating. The children really have nothing to say about it. Just like the fucking video they showed, that government video with this woman with little children. I'm gonna take my medical advice from a fucking 5-year-old. The 5-year-old believes it, so I should. What the fuck you think? You're the Khmer Rouge? You think we're that fucking dumb? Well, we're not. I'll tell you what, the bitch that fucking sat there and fucking did it, you're a fucking ass. There's the evidence for court. We'll take you into court and just play your little fucking video you fucking made, bitch. When it's proven that this has been a fucking goddamn culling of the fucking people in an attempt to fucking fulfill the fucking dictates of the Georgia Guidestones. And then you then we'll ask those six ditch diggers and those six prostitutes to hang your fucking ass. And they are the highest law in this goddamn land, sitting on that common law jury. You're not, you haven't gotten rid of our goddamn common law. You haven't got rid of shit. And we're not a bunch of fucking punks walking around with our pants down around our goddamn knees. You're about to walk into the fucking jungle and meet the real Americans. A firm can be, oh yes, we did that. It's politically, it's a politically charged issue. I love that because when something, when there is no law, there is no fact of law this way or that way. Oh, it's politics, it's politics. Well, fucking, your boy Cuomo just fucking murdered thousands of people on policy, which it's political. That's why we can't charge him for the fucking murders. You can't, but by God, we can. And we can charge you for compliance with this son of a bitch in the fucking murder of these people. And like I said, I gotta imagine that everybody that lost a relative to this son of a bitch who read that, oh, the criteria is there. Yeah, he definitely did it, but we're just not gonna charge him for murder, the murder that he fucking committed. There's no way to avoid that, Ho said. The Biden administration says the emergency rules, you can't have them. Show me where in the goddamn Bill of Rights where it says it, all of this applies except unless the government says there's an emergency. No, that was to keep the government from having the fucking authority over the people, and it was to keep the people, the supreme jurisdictional authority in this fucking country, so that we could never be fucking ruled like the serfs of fucking old England, and like the goddamn slaves that they were in the colonies. Never again, motherfuckers. Emergency. I'll tell you what the emergency is. You better get the fuck away from us, you son of a bitch, because you're about to walk into a fucking emergency. Rules could save the lives of 6,000. I just said, pick a number, man. Come on. I like the number. They think they put them numbers out there and it all sounds credible. No, your numbers have become so fucking phony like the rest of everything else. It's all lies. We've proven fucking lies. Your numbers are proven fucking lies. So just keep throwing your stupid ass fucking lies out there. I mean, how could you fucking know this? I mean, what kind of, maybe you might convince one of those little fucking 6 or 8 year old children of something like this, but you ain't gonna fucking convince no adult that, well, I know exactly how many this, you fucking bullshitter. The administration says the emergency rules could save the lives of 6,500 workers and prevent 250,000 hospitalizations in the next 6 months. And when it says, here, you know, if you know how to read fucking English, emergency rules could save. And if something could, it also could not, couldn't it? I mean, you're talking about open subject matter to the max. There's no fucking law involved here. There's no fucking factual fucking goddamn assertion here. A could. Shit, I could start shooting lightning bolts out my ass. Or I could not. Yeah, I mean, that's when you see a word like could, you know that the con is on. 2,500 hospitalizations in the next month of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19's bullshit. Presents a, quote, grave danger. I'm fucking shaking. To employees where they work. The thing ain't your problem in getting, you know, the employees, I mean, you can't, they're telling you to fuck off. They're not asking for you. I mean, that's like you're forcing yourself upon them, you non-governmental motherfucker. If you're a non-governmental motherfucker, you're just another motherfucker on the street. I mean, you put on any goddamn clothes you want, and you can show any identification you want, but you're just another son of a bitch on the street. You have no goddamn jurisdictional authority unless you got a goddamn warrant, a writ, or an order from a common law court signed by the fucking foreman of the fucking jury. You have nothing. You have no authority over any fucking American national. Fuck off. The Inquirer, I love that. I mean, are we talking about like the National Inquirer? I mean, shit, man. The Inquirer estimates that 1.8 estimates. I estimate that fucking, I can fly. I estimate if I go outside and I flap my arms fast enough, I could fly. Another bullshit fucking open subject matter. Bullshit fucking, this whole goddamn article's bullshit. Estimates. What do you basing your estimation on? Where are your breakdown of the numbers, bitch? You can't break the numbers down because the numbers went south on your ass, didn't you? They jumped over into another category that showed you're a lying son of a bitch. Everything you've been saying is 180 off, huh? You've been lying all along. And you fucking goddamn biological agents been killing the fucking people of this goddamn planet. And the people of the planet at all know it. You're in big fucking trouble. That 1.8 million Philly area workers fall under the mandates nationally. Oh, really? What if they say fuck you? Like the 30,000 kids. Two out of three employees. I mean, mandates. Goddamn shit. I mean, no, we have law. If you want to make a fucking law, you can't even make a fucking law because you've changed the charter. You put a goddamn corporate charter in there. You can make fucking corporate policy, which we can tell you to shove up your ass because we do have law. We have the goddamn Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people, ratified by we the people, and made law fucking in December, it was added to the Constitution, December 15, 1791, but it was completed in ratification. Every fucking state, that's the law. We have law. We don't have mandates and guidelines. We have those for ourselves. I mean, for our private fucking lives. We decide what our guidelines are. We decide what we mandate ourselves to do. You don't do it, bitch, because we do not live in a monarchy and we do not live in a dictatorship. This is a goddamn fucking free fucking country. I'm not even going to call it a fucking republic because the fucking Constitution, the original Constitution, which was never ratified by we the people, has no binding on we the people. We're just fucking free. Get used to the idea, son of a bitch. And we're armed to the fucking teeth. And we're going to remain free. And we understand that this bunch of us is going to have to die, but a bunch of you motherfuckers are going to die too. And not just your goddamn cannon fodder. We're getting you motherfuckers at the top. Rothschilds, you will hang. Rockefeller, you will fucking hang. Every dirty son of a bitch in one of you will fucking hang. Fucking Trumpy, you will hang. Biden, you will hang. Goddamn fucking Barry Satoro, you will hang. Every one of you communists, fascists, fucks are going to hang. And I know it's just, I mean, this is, I always wondered about that, you know, the people that were fighting back in the first uprising in 1775, you know, coming up on it, it was just the anger and stuff and fucking, how are we going to get them? How are we going to find them? When they didn't let up. But they let up too soon when they let the goddamn same aristocrats that were the ones they actually rose up against, the ones that were the king's men in the colony, go over and negotiate with the king. Oh, we'll just become lords and stuff and we'll pretend like you have fucking rights. But you know what? That fucking Bill of Rights was written and ratified by, and there's 320 fucking million real fucking Americans in this country, not to mention the couple of hundred million you fuckers have pumped in here. We'll fucking kill them all. And I guarantee you, it ain't going to be worth it to no third world son of a bitch to fucking face rifle fucking fire from people who can fucking shoot. I mean, when you're carrying them across the goddamn river and picking up and growing men and women up in your fucking arms, your goddamn son of a bitches that are supposed to be guarding our border and carrying them to your rig and then going driving them down and giving them fucking money and plane tickets and fucking free Walmart. Well, that's a pretty good, they'll come this way, hell yeah. But when they're walking into gunfire, I guarantee you they're going to turn the other way, and it's going to be like a fucking stampede to get the fuck out of this country if you don't belong here. Nationally, two out of three employers fall under it, representing about 80 million workers. 80 million fucking workers, you're going to go fuck with 80 million fucking workers, are you? Give it a go. Supreme Court, 80 million people, there'll be 80 million. Fuck you, shove it up your ass, you nine fucking treasonous bastards. I think 80 million people could fucking make up a few common law courts, don't you? And I think we can get to fucking prosecuting these son of a bitches from the top down. Anyway, we're gonna take a break, we'll be right back.
I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. old blue-tip town that likes to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel come about. Fuck every day around here anymore. Because we're sitting here watching fucking these trees, and the son of a bitch is fucking just act like they just have power. We just declared we have power. I'm declaring we have the fucking power. And I've got it in goddamn writing. I got it in ratified law. All we have to do, we don't got to have no civil war. All we have to do is fucking step up as American nationals, as is our duty, and enforce our fucking law, like the people did in fucking Concord. See, it's real fucking easy to talk. But when you're called on it, man, you son of a bitches, you're like that, the person who likes to call up on the goddamn phone and get tough with somebody instead of coming to their fucking house and then avoid them. You stay away from them. Oh shit, man. Oh God, who's going to kick my ass? Yeah, we're going to kick your ass. You fucking bought it, buddy. You all bought it. Okay, let's see what you're, okay. Where were we here? Firms, businesses, trade associations, and 27 states say that the Biden administration has exceeded its authority. Of course it fucking has. It never had the goddamn authority. It might have authority over you because you went and got a fucking license and became a part of it. But this has proven what I've been saying all along, what I've been telling you guys about the goddamn Bill of Rights, about the separation of the government's authority from the people's fucking authority. You know that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights in the Constitution, or enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed, that is, interpreted as to deny or disparage others. See, this is the others they can't get. The ones that are fucking, you know, that's, we saw in my life, I've seen it go from, you know, the private sector, more people employed by the fucking government. What people don't realize is when you go to work for just these son of a bitches that have licenses, that they, I mean, they're taking money out of your check and sending it to their fucking good old boy buddies in fucking Washington, D.C., aren't they? They're acting as agents of the fucking state because they are agents of the fucking state. They're not free enterprise. They're not fucking entrepreneurs. They're goddamn state actors, just like your 501c3 churches. You know, they try, we can tie to the churches or to our lodge. You can tie to your Masonic fucking lodge, motherfucker. You think they're going to make it through this fucking shit? Because you're fucking wrong. People are figuring your asses out. They understand what you are, what you have done to them, how much you have stolen of their fucking life's time. And they're not fucking happy. I'm not fucking happy. And you are going to face fucking justice. I can't say it enough. It's a coming. And 27 states say that Biden administration has exceeded its authority. It has no fucking authority. At the workplace, a safety agency, which the mandates that appear designed to boost vaccination rates. You got to get, that's it. Goddamn, if we don't get enough shots and enough people, goddamn, look what's left. Man, we only got fucking 12 to 20% on a fucking world basis, and the rest of these motherfuckers are watching them die, and that's their relatives, and now they're coming after us. How are you going to stop them? How are you going to fucking stop them, huh? You start blowing up atomic bombs, you didn't win anything, did you? And you fucking try to, you know, you try to take our fucking country, but fucking all of you. Well, we got enough fucking nuclear arsenal to fucking destroy this planet several times over. You're never going to fucking take us. You're not going to take our freedom. You're not going to take our fucking liberty. You are going to fucking be punished. You're going to hang by the neck or be fucking in front of a firing squad. Plain and fucking simple. You're guilty of sin. Easy to prove in the common law court to those fucking six fucking prostitutes and those six ditch diggers that are going to fucking say, hang the son of a bitch. And that many workers remain unpersuaded in vaccine benefits. That's 80 fucking mil. What did it say here? 27 states, administration, authority. Vaccination rates. It was 80 million. Oh, 80 million. Yeah, here it is, representing 80 million workers. Now, they said they had to fucking 90% of the people, and there's still 80 million fucking workers that are saying, fuck you. Your numbers are fucking up on you again there. You better, you just better quit with the goddamn numbers. You're hurt. You're killing yourself here, aren't you? Or is it just me? 80 million workers? That's just in the working force. Okay. And here we go. In 20 agencies, with the mandates that appear designed to boost vaccination rates and that many workers remain unpersuaded to end vaccine benefits. Well, it's like this, motherfucker. Remember when this whole thing started out? Oh, it's just going to be a two-week thing to flatten the curve. And then they built on it. That's the nature of it. It was the fucking opening of the door. It was the thin edge. And now they're driving the fucking wedge. And they've driven it as far as it'll fucking go because it just hit a fucking knot that will not fucking give. And that wedge is coming back out and it's going right up your goddamn ass is what's fixing to happen. You want to fight 80 million even? Think about that. An army of 80 fucking million. And I'm telling you, we got that. We got that easy. And we're already fucking armed. We already got the fucking bullets. So you're not going to stop us that way. Nobody's firing a fucking shell unless it's at a fucking communist or for meat. The case has made it to the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. Supreme Court is fucking nothing. It was set up as an advisory board for the government to keep us from killing them. To keep us from taking everything that a fucking individual, one of them, owns because they fucked up and did something that violated our law when they were operating in the fiduciary, which is beneath our fucking law and under the control of the jurisdiction of we the people. Supreme Court in lightning speed. Oh, it's going to the Supreme Court in lightning speed. You better fucking hurry. Hurry up and tell them it's okay. Go ahead and get them. Go get them. Hurry up. Get them. Well, we're going to leave the country for a little while. And if you guys can get them, we'll come back and we'll commit some more fucking treason. But other than that, we're getting the hell out of here. You lightning speed. Yeah, you're desperate, you son of a bitches. It's coming back. It just blew up in your fucking face, didn't it? OSHA announced the mandates in early November, and they were immediately challenged in court. And this is in the Admiralty Courts. This is it's just like the courts that fucking won't prosecute Andrew Cuomo for the thousands and thousands of fucking people he murdered. He fucking murdered. That's your court. Fuck your court. We got another fucking remedy for you, son of a bitches. I'll tell you, in the Admiralty Courts of 1875, they were telling them they could do, yeah, you can go take the guns from the people. You can take their fucking property. You can fucking subjugate them. Well, but it isn't just as simple as fucking saying it, is it? When you sent your fucking mean ass fucking, I think he was a goddamn, he wasn't a general, he was like a colonel or something. He was just gonna go bitch slap the people around and they were gonna just come and fucking step right in the fucking line. Didn't happen, did it? And it ain't gonna happen this time. Only this time, it's not gonna end when your ass is out of our fucking country and reinstate our fucking law. We're coming after you internationally. You came at us internationally. We're coming back at you internationally. We will destroy every fucking monarchy. And the people, and we'll give the people the fucking our Bill of Rights and say, this is the fucking nature. This is your natural fucking rights. Your rights to be a human being, your rights to your own determination, your rights to be individuals. And that's really what they fear the most. The individual. It's like getting the little kiddies up there on that fucking little video talking, oh, yes, I think that the COVID, I mean, they've memorized this shit. They don't even understand what the fucking words mean. But they have these little kids. Like, oh, well, that little kid said it. Well, I'm going to. And all the other little kids are going, well, I want to get this. Shit. Go to bed right now. Yeah, put that goddamn phone down. Put that goddamn game down. Put that shit down. Get your ass to bed. You ain't doing nothing. You're my kid, and I tell you what to do. You don't fucking tell me. And if these fuckers want to try to step up and say that a fucking child's going to fucking, they're going to Khmer Rouge the killing fields in the fucking, in the United States, it ain't gonna go quite that way. Those people were not fucking armed. You just killed fucking innocent fucking people unarmed. That's the only way a communist can fucking kill somebody, is if they're unarmed. You fucking cowards. On November 12th, the appeals court in New Orleans stayed or froze the mandate, saying that they were, quote, staggeringly overbroad. I mean, that's an open subject matter statement itself. No, they're fucking unlawful is what they are. They do not provide for the procedural due process guaranteed to every American national. They do away with the procedural due process. That's what the people fought the fucking war for. Not so that some fucking monarch or some corporate cocksucker or the queen herself and her fucking private goddamn legal system that they put in this goddamn country. That's enough right there for us to destroy fucking England. We don't want to destroy their people, though. Their people need to fucking destroy the fucking monarchy. You people want to live under somebody's fucking rule because they were shit out of a special twat? Is that the kind of people you are? I don't think the English are quite that fucking gullible, and I don't think they're quite that easily taken over. Staggeringly overboard. The ruling added that they raised issues of the government's virtually unlimited power to the government's virtually unlimited power. Government has unlimited power? You mean they can just deny or disparage any fucking right they want? That ain't what that ninth article says, and that's ratified fucking law. And it's backed by the guns in the second article. And it extends to the states through the tenth article, which says that whatever is forbidden to that federal fucking government is forbidden to the state fucking governments too. You work at our fucking leave, you son of a bitches. You are not our rulers. We're your fucking rulers. We always have been. And you want to take it to a fucking contest again? I guarantee you when we get through this fucking time, there'll be no fucking doubt. There'll be nobody up there in the fucking goddamn top of the pyramid that's going to piss down on us. Because we're going up there and we're going to get the son of a bitch and we're going to drag his ass down and we're going to fucking hang him by a fucking lamppost. Rothschilds. Queen. Virtually unlimited power to control individuals' conduct under the guise of workplace regulation. That's what they're doing. See, that's why we've told you all along. That's why they're not going to just come and try and fucking come to your house and do it because they know they're going to get shot. They know that that'll start a fucking firestorm across this country. They want this so fucking bad. They want that one world government. And there's got to be some kind of way that we can sleaze and lie and cheat and sneak it and do whatever it takes to get it in there and not get slaughtered because we're outnumbered. God, on a world basis, fuck. What, 10 million to one? How would you like 10 million people out to get your ass? To each every one of you son of a bitches. And we'll get you. We'll get you, and we'll bring you, and we will, man, you, we'll show you what a fucking court of law is. And you will be convicted. You will be convicted lawfully. And you will be hung by your fucking neck, or you'll be put against a wall and shot lawfully. For the fucking treason and sedition you have blatantly committed right in our fucking face, and in spite of our fucking jurisdictional fucking superiority over you. Meanwhile, mandate cases filed nationwide were consolidated in the appeals court. Also, they're going to put them all together. If they do this, I mean, go ahead and do it. Do it, motherfuckers. But then you got to go, you know, it's just like every other threat we've been listening to for a fucking year and a half now. I mean, goddamn, do it. And then fucking enforce it. The enforcing part's the tough part. Saying it's easy. I mean, it's just, or writing it down on a piece of paper. That's real fucking easy. But that enforcement part, that's where it's going to get tough on you. Especially when you get into the fucking jungle. We'll eat your fucking asses alive. Appeals court in Cincinnati. A panel of judges appointed by the fucking corporation that wants to fucking kill you, that wants to force you to just put out your arm and let us kill you. Don't make us fight you. Don't make us trade bullets with you. We could get hurt. You're gonna get hurt. And I don't care how many little fucking bastards you put in front of us from how many fucking third world countries. We have whooped the world. We'll whoop their ass again. Like I said, easy enough to come into this country if somebody's carrying you and giving you free shit. It's kind of fun. It's actually, oh, what a great experience. But when they start fucking firing fucking rounds at your ass, I bet you fucking move your ass back across that goddamn border fast. As fast as you can fucking move if you want to fucking live. Panel of judges, there lifted the stay on December 17th. So another, you got to, this is how fucking how arbitrary and capricious the fucking administrative admiralty is. Well, this court over here said this, and then this court over here. No, there's only one set of facts. There's only one fact involved here, and it's called COVID-19 never did exist. This is an attempt at international genocide, and it is fucking proven 1,000 fucking times over. But they're going to play the court game with us. So we have two opposing views and two opposing courts, and there can only be one truth. And then both of them are fucking subject matter fucking goddamn allegations. So it's all under the 14th Amendment. Under the fact, you know, where the people are, we're subject, so we have no fucking say in it, but the masters, they're gonna have a talk about it. Fuck you. You're not gonna be the masters anymore. We'll enslave you for 1,000 years for what you have fucking done to us. All you fuckers walking around out there thinking you're fucking got it, you're the big dogs because you got fucking, mammon in your goddamn pocket. You got fucking piles of fucking mammon. How you're gonna find out what it's like to be a ditch digger. And you fucking bitches are going to find out what it's like to be a prostitute. December 15, COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. Has continued to spread. Shit. How do you spread something that doesn't exist? I mean, the challenge is still out there for somebody to fucking show that goddamn study that fucking isolated COVID-19 and show the immunity. And quit calling that a fucking vaccine. Again, I'm telling you, quit calling it a vaccine when you've already said it isn't. It's goddamn DNA fucking therapy to change who you are. They want to see, that's why they cannot fucking rule the world. There's too many individuals. Each individual is not like the next person next to him. There's never been two exact fucking people alike. And you can't figure every fucking contingency. You're trying to figure every contingency on 7 billion fucking people. It's an impossibility. They can't, your greatest computer could never do it. Because you can't read minds. And if you could read minds, you'd have to read 7 fucking billion of them, sort out what they would do in this situation or that situation, and then come up with a plan that you could fucking actually fucking pacify 7 billion people. Fucking possible, and you fucking know it. A chance you ever had was to lie and bluff and fucking scare fucking people and think you could fucking, you know, get rid of fucking, if you get them down to 500 million, you might stand a chance turning 250 million against 250 million or get, you know, giving enough, five out of the 500 million, you could have enough fucking enforcers to keep those people in control, but you fucking ain't got a chance. 7 billion fucking people, you goofy ass son of a bitches. And you sure as hell ain't got a chance in this goddamn country. Because we don't got just sticks and rocks to fucking throw or bottle rockets to shoot. We have real fucking armament. And you don't know what we fucking have. That's another fucking veritable that they're sitting there. I mean, there's got to be people going, man, you don't know what they fucking got. You don't know what they got. Well, you don't know. Goddamn this. And they're getting madder every day. And they're closing in on us now. They're telling us to fuck off, and they're stepping up, and they're gonna we're gonna get killed. Let's run. We can't run. We're too far. We're past the point of no return. All we can do is go try to find a spider hole to hide in, and go ahead and do it. Give us something to do, fucking hunting your ass down, won't it? And you can go, international court's gonna step in, international court. Who's gonna back it? Who wants to trade nukes? Because we will destroy this fucking planet before we will live as slaves upon it. Get it through your fucking head. Anyway, we've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another exciting episode of the Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, just look at the desperation. Can you see it? I mean, look at the lies in the numbers. When I can just look at one page and find an inconsistency that fucking large, I mean, goddamn it, I mean, compare it with everything you've been told. 80 billion, that's just employees. That's just employees. 80 billion. God damn it. Anyway, people. I mean, 80 million, I'm sorry. But 80 million people fucking, I mean, that's just the goddamn people in employment that actually face this shit. That's a small portion of the population, but they're all sound pretty fucking set on the fact that you ain't sticking no goddamn death needle in me. I'm putting a fucking bullet in you. And we have the absolute right to enforce our law. We are doing the right thing. We are doing the righteous thing. And when you're fighting for fucking liberty and freedom against fucking tyranny and goddamn totalitarianism, well, you're the good guy. You got the high ground already. You've always had it. The son of a bitches who told you, oh, you don't do nothing, you'll lose the high ground. Fuck you. You fucking lot, you piece of shit motherfuckers, you made fucking bill. We're taking your money too. Get ready for it. We're taking all your fucking wealth. You're going to be made impoverished. You'll be a ditch digger. And that is the word from the trenches.